Okay, let's start with Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, as we have in this parak a couple of famous psukim, a lot to talk about. We'll touch on a few things, but as we always note, there's a lot more, but we just want to whet the appetite in terms of some of the ideas mentioned in the parak. So, says the Navi, Mi Yitneni, Perek Tes, Mi Yitneni Bamidbar, Malon Arachim, oh, I wish I had a place to go in the desert, Ve'ezva Esami, and I'll leave my nation, Ve'elcham Itam, and I'll go away from them, because after all, Kikulam and Na'afim, Atzeres Bogdim, they're all adulterers, Atzeres Bogdim, they're traitors. Who's talking here? Machlokas Rishonim says the Radak, Yirmiyahu is talking. Yirmiyahu is saying, I've had enough, I can't stay with these Chotim anymore, I have to leave, I have to be out of the area. Bamar Anavi, she is Avelio Shochin, but Usoha Malone, Shaloyira Odes Yisrael. I don't want to see them anymore. I don't want to see them doing all these terrible things. And that's how the Rambam seems to understand it also. If we look in the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says that the derech of a person is to be a gregarious part of society person. Derech Briyaso, Shala Adam Lios Nimshach Bedeosav, Ubemasav Achareyav, Vachaverav, Noheg Beminak Ashibinaso, and we are influenced by those around us. Lefichach Tzarech Adam Lehis Chaber Litzadikim, Vale Shevet Salachachamim Tamid. Because of that, because we're influenced by who we are around, so we have to do our best to always be with good people. And stay away from those who go in the dark. And then he quotes a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech, and then he quotes, if you have a whole country that's doing evil and not doing mitzvos, so you have to go, go sit somewhere by yourself. They're ra and chote. They don't let you sit in the Medina unless you do what they do. So go to the caves. Yitzel maros v'lachach v'chim v'la'mid baros. Don't stick around with sinners. How do you know this? Quoting our pasuk, Eliyahu Yirmiyahu says, I can't stay here anymore. The Al Shech HaKadosh has a different pshat. He says, Hashem is Kaviyachol saying, you know, if I was in the Midbar, if I had been in the Midbar, then I could have just left, and the Shechina could have left, and I didn't have to destroy Am Yisrael and throw them out. But now that I'm in Yerushalayim, and this is Kedusha, that is La'olam Vaed, so I can't move. Kaviyachos, that's why they have to leave. You know, but Halavai, I didn't have to hurt them, but this is what I had to do. The Medrash in Eicha Rabba in Perek Gimel talks about how Hashem mourns for us. He wishes that even though it's difficult, and he had to do what he had to do, he does miss us. Tani Reb Chia, says the Medrash in Eicha Rabba, Gimel Zayin. Mashal HaMelech Shiasa L'chama, Melech goes out to war. Vayibanev Imo, his children are with him, and they're bothering him. The Melech sends them away. And the next day, the king says, you know what, Halavai, they should be here and still bother me. Right, so too, Hashem wishes, you know, the olden days, they used to complain to me in the desert, in the Midbar, but we were still together, so it's Hashem talking. So it's either Yirmiyahu or Hashem. But the next pasuk continues, Vayadrichu es l'shonam kashtam sheker, all the people are false, they talk false, and v'lo le'emuna gavru ba'aretz. And not in Emuna. The Malbim says it's Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChavero. Kashtam Sheker regarding Ben Adam LaMakom, Velo LaEmuna, to each other. Gavru Va'aretz, Ki Me'ra'a El Ra'a Yatsa'o. They go from one evil to the other evil. The Radak says either this is talking about the sins, they go from one Avera to another Avera, they can't stop, or from Onesh to Onesh. One owner to another owner, and they still don't learn their lesson. Va'osilo yadau nu'um Hashem. But they did not know me, says Hashem. Ish mere'eo yishameru. Va'kalach al teftachu. They can't rely on each other. They have to be on guard from each other. Right? It sounds like the opposite of the pasuk of in Yishayo. Isha re'eo yazoru. V'le'achiv yamar chazak. Everybody helps each other. This is the exact opposite. Everybody has to be careful from each other and wary of each other. Ki kol ach akov Yaakov. V'chol re'a rachil yahaloch. Everyone is acting with trickery. Everyone is acting with a negativity and evil. Right, that's the state of Yerushalayim. The Ishbrael Yaselo, everybody's tricking. The Emes Loydameiru, nobody's talking Emes. Limbil Shana Dav Sheker, it's Sheker. They're full of Sheker. Right? This reminds us that maybe the Malachim were right. Yirmiyahu Navi is saying, which Malachim? We remember the Medrash. The Medrash in Bereishis, which talks about when Hashem was ready to create the world, the Malachim got together. Kitos, Kitos, says the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Simon, B'shar Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Livro, says on the Marishon, Naasu Malachi Asharis Kitiv Kitiv. V'chaburos chaburos, mehem omrim al yivra, umehem omrim yivra. Some say create him, some say don't create him. Hadu d'chsiv chesed v'emes d'fkashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Who said what? Chesed omer yivra. Chesed said create him, shehu go chasadim. He's a great, he's Gobel Chasadim. The MS Omer Al Yivra, Shekulo Shkarim. MS says don't, because Kulo Shkarim, as our Pasuk says, he's full of Sheker, and there's a very great danger. And that's exactly what happened here. That's Chesed versus MS. And then Tzedek Omer Yivra, Shuoset Stakos, Shalom Omer Al Yivra, Tekule Ketata. Ma'asa, what Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natal MS Veshlicho La'aretz. He threw MS to the ground. And Hadahu Dechsiv, Vatashlech MS Artsa. MS comes up from the ground. Alam Amr Malach Yeshari Slavadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona Olamim, Mata Mevazet Tachsis, Ela Tachsia. Right, you're the Chasima of you is MS. How can you take MS and throw it to the ground? Hashem answers, Tala MS Min Haaretz. And what does that exactly mean? Right now it's two against one. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful discussion of this in Breishis, Perak Aleph Pasuk Chavav, relating to the sugya of Elu ve'elu Debri Elokim Chayim. Hashem throws MS to the ground because now there's a new type of MS. There's an MS Shamaimis and an MS Artis, like Moshe Feinstein talks about in his Akdama of the Igris Moshe, right? MS La Amita and MS La Hora'a. That's the message of MS. But the Pashtus of the Medrash is that we're a bunch of liars, right? Naturally, unless we overcome, and that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us here, right? Limdu l'shonam daber sheker. We're all full of sheker. Ha'avei nilu. Right? We have to be so careful, even talking to our children. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses, on Daf Mem Vav, that when we talk to our children, we have to make sure not to make promises that we're not going to keep, right? That teaches them, lamdu l'shonam, right? The Gemara says, right? That limdu l'shonam, that teaches them to talk falsely. Shiftecha b'toch mirma, b'mirma me'anu do'asosi. They sit amongst trickery and falsehood, and they refuse to know me. Lachain Hashem says, because of this, Kamar Hashem Tzvakos, it needs Sarfam Uvachantim. I will purify you. Purify always means cleanse. You have to take off the dross, take off the impurities, and then what's left will be much less. That's exactly what's happening here, as the Mitzudas David explains. Ki Echasem Ebnei Basi, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to leave? It's like a parent talking to a child. I have to do this. I can't let you just wallow away and become so shakua in sin. So Hashem says, what am I supposed to do? This is what I have to do. Chet shachut l'shonam mirma diber. Their tongue is like an arrow, like a dart. Befiv shalom esre'eu yidaber. Right? On the outside, in their mouth, they talk peace. Uvekirbo yasim arbo. But inside, it's not. It's exactly the iser that the Torah tells us of losisna sachicha bilvavecha. That iser is not just doing things negative, but it's faking, like this pasuk says. It's shalom yidaber, they'll talk peace, and only bekirbo yasim arvo. The Rambam and the chinuch and mitzvah, reish lam and ches, 238, talks about this iser, shlolisno sinas halev echan mi Yisrael. The sinas halev, says the Sifra, quotes the Chinuch, Lo amarti ela besinah shebelev, ukmochin ba'arachin, besinah shebelev akazim medaber, aval kesheyara lo sinah, v'yadua shusono, ein overal ze'alav. This love is not violated if somebody knows that I hate them. It's only if it's festering inside, and I hold it in. Amnam, who over alosikim lositar, v'over kmochin alasei, v'yatarech al-kamocha, u'mikamakum sinas halev, hi kashe mikol hasinah hagluya. It's much more chamur, because it's inside. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing very much. One has to make sure that we don't have any sinna belave. And says the Chinuch, Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua, Ki sinna salev goremes ra'os gedolos, Bein b'nei Adam, it causes terrible situations between people. Lios tamid cherev ishba achiv v'ishba re'eyu. Exactly as Yirmiyahu is describing it. V'usiba l'chala mesiris anasal b'nei Anashim. This is the problem for all of the difficulties between people. V'yamida p'chusa v'hanim eses tachlas amius. It's such a terrible midah in the eyes of all of those who have seichel, and that's what's being violated here, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi. It's saying shalom and bekirba holding it in. Hal elo lo afkad bamnu Hashem. Hashem continues, I'm not going to punish for this. In begoya shar kazelo tisnakim nafshi, I have to punish, and therefore al harim esa bechi vanei. He says Yirmiyahu, I will go and make a cry on all the mountains. Vanos midbar kinaki nitzesu mibli ish over. It's going to become desolate. Follow shamu kol mikne me'of hashemayim v'adbeima. You won't hear any animals. So desolate. Not only people, animals won't be here. V'rasati es Yerushalayim legalim ma'on tanim. All of the rodents and all of the serpents will be in Yerushalayim, this Arei Yehuda attained Shmama Bibliyoshe, totally desolate. The word Behema here, Chazal says, Gematria 52, there were 52 years where there was nothing. After Tzidkiyahu was taken out, before Korah started coming back, and letting people come back was at least 52 years. But again, it'll be totally desolate. I saw one of the Mefarshim mentions in Pasuk Yud, says there's going to be snakes and serpents, and there's not going to be anybody there. It's kind of opposite two of the Nisan that took place in the Mikdash every day. Nobody was bitten by an Akrav, and theirs are going to be full, and there was plenty of room for everybody. Now there's not going to be anybody. And then we have two very famous Pesukim, made famous by the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph. Mi ha'ish ha'chacham yavin ezos. Who is the wise man that can understand this? Why did the churban happen? V'asher diber pi Hashem elav v'yagida al ma'avda ha'aretz. Why did the land get destroyed? Nitzza kamidbar, like a desert mibli over. Why? So there are four or five Gemaras why the churban took place. The big three averis, the Gemara in Yuma, because they were makpid on din and not lefnim mishuras din, the Gemara in Bamitzia. But there is a Gemara in Nedarim that quotes our pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al azvam es torasi asher asati lefnehem. They left my Torah. V'lo shamu b'koli. They didn't listen to my voice. V'lo halchu ba. They didn't follow the ways. Three different phrases. They didn't listen. They didn't follow the Torah. They didn't listen. They didn't follow. Says the Malbim. Before we get to the Gemara, the Malbim says they didn't do it out of Avas Hashem. They didn't do it out of Yiras Hashem. They didn't even do it by rote. You know, any of these avodos would have been fine. Number one, he says Shmiras HaTorah Yish Gimel Madregas Zula Matamizu Asher Davak Patarat Hashem Biava the Cheshik Nifla. Number two, Lomata Mizeh, She Yishmar Mitzvos Bisash Hashem Tziva Aleihem, Veyira Mipachad Ancho. And because of that, Lo Shamu Bakoli. And then finally, Shemisha Osa Al Kalpanim Mitzad Amina Vahergel, Mitzvos Anashim Melumada. It's better than nothing. Lozeh Nem Negadzeh Amar Velo Halchuba Mitzad Ahilo Vahergel, Ukenegadzeh Bachur Beluhim Achirim, Bechal and Yanim Elu, says the Malbim, they totally rejected anything. That is the Malbim. The Mefarshim also, the Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim discusses all this triple phrase that appears later on in the Sefer also. They didn't follow the Torah, they didn't listen to my voice, v'lo halchuba. It's not only the Didim Daraisa, it's not only the Didim Darabanan, but it's the Ratzon Hashem, v'lo hilchuba. They didn't follow in my ways, they didn't follow what they knew I would appreciate, says the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. He says it's not just about following the Darais. He says it based on a targum in a little bit later in Yirmiyahu Perek Yotes, but it's the same idea here. The emes, even if we know what Hashem wants, what he was mitzaveh, we know what's beyond what we know he would appreciate. Says exactly that's the message from Bilam. Bilam knew what Hashem wanted, but Bilam didn't follow the Ratzon Hashem. He didn't violate any. Hashem says, fine, go. But really, Bilam knew that Hashem didn't want him to go. Avshi yada Bilam heitiv ki alichasul akalas Yisrael who neged ratzon Hashem lo chashas al zeh calls manchelo hayelo tzivu mefurish lo leich. Right, Rav Elchanan uses this to answer the question. You know, the major machlokas to the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says every time you violate a drabanan is you violate a daraisa too of lo sasser. So everybody is. So the Ramban asks, how do you have the principle of savi daraisa lo chumra savi drabanan lo kula? And there's a lot of discussion defending the Rambam. But then Rav Elchanan deals with, what about the Ramban? If you say, Lo Sasha does not include every Drabanan, so what's the source in the Torah that we have to listen to the Rabbanan? Asu Mishveres Mishparti is that the Rabbanan have to make laws, and can make laws, but where does it say in the Torah that we have to listen to the rabbis? Says the Rav Elchanan. That's Ratzon Hashem, it's obvious. It's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's obvious based on everything else in the Torah. But anyway, finally, let's get to the Gemara. What does the Gemara say on Al Azam Turasi? Famous Gemara, Nedarim Pei Aleph, the Gemara says, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They did not say Birchas HaTorah. They learned Torah, they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. That's the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What exactly does that mean? And also, how does this fit into the other Gemara? The other Gemara says that the big three Averis. So first, the Medrash discusses that. The Medrash and the Psicha Te'echa discusses, how do you fit this with the other Gemara? Maybe the big three Averis were terrible, but Torah protected them. But once they stopped the appropriate way of learning Torah, so then it was destroyed. And that's what the Rinas Yisla connects this to. What Rav Shach says in the Hagdama to the Madura Tlisa of Avi Ezri, where he says, even though we know the Gemara tells us in a few places that a person should be osik b'Torah afilu shelo lishma, should be dok shelo lishma ba lishma, but the skulas haTorah, the special protection that the Torah gives, that only comes from limud haTorah lishma. Ulam kinir'eh, says Rav Shach, sha'af sha'amru lo'olam yom ha'adam afilu shelo lishma, v'gam limud shelo lishma mitzvahi, zeh rak ma'shenogeh la mitzvah salimud. Kamosha Bir Barucha Besefer Hakadosh Nefesh Hachaim. Avol Mashenogea Leskulas Hatorah Lihinotzel Mikol Midara Meakina Vatayim Vakoved Hamoti Yisadam Min Haolam Mistaver Shezeu Rak Aidei Halimud Kemitzvasa. That extra divine protection is only from Limud Lishma. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't do Limud Shelo Lishma. We have to get there. V'yavsheh besof maybe L'dei Lishma Avol Ad Az Hu Ha'adam B'Sakana Gedola. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Alomi Torah Lishma Zoch L'Dvarim Harbei V'chulu V'al Zeh Yidvu Kol Adivuyim Kimi Hu Asher Libo Sholem Meito She'in Bo B'Kol Elu. Somebody can learn, but if you're not learning Lishma, L'shem to get close to Hashem, so then you don't have that divine protection. So maybe that's what happened here. Right? Shelo Berkha B'Torah T'chila means they didn't have the proper attitude of learning Torah, and therefore they were punished for the other Averis. That's one way to put it all together. But the Ran here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran says, what does it mean? They learned. Why didn't they say Berkhas HaTorah? Says the Ran in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, because they weren't Machshiv Torah. They learned Torah, but Berkhas HaTorah reflects Chashivus, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Shehu yodeh mamaki alev, shelo hayim avarchan batorah tchila, klomar, shelo hayu atorah chashuva beinayim kolkach, shehe ra'ui levarech aleha, shelo yu oskin bal lishma, umitokach hayu mezalzalin bibrachasa, v'hayna lo hilchuba, klomar bikavanasa, v'heim no'im ru'uyim l'misha amram. So the Ran likes that, but that's Rabbeinu Yonah. It wasn't chashiv in their eyes to make the bracha, and therefore, that is why Shalabercha, they didn't have the chashivas of Torah in their eyes, and that was the problem. What does this mean? So the Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Mishpatim, a beautiful idea, that there are two types, famous Beis Halevi, two types of learning, as we know. There's limud amanas lasos, limud in order to know what to do. I can't keep Shabbos, I can't keep kashrus unless I learn about hilchos Shabbos, hilchos kashrus. And number two, there's limud haTorah lishma. Right? Two elements of Talmud Torah. Says the Beis Halevi, point number one. Point number two. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Beis, you only make a bracha on a mitzvah that's asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, where the final stage of the mitzvah is what you're doing now. If I'm at a preparatory, if I'm at an earlier stage of the mitzvah, I don't make a bracha. I don't make a bracha on building a sukkah, on putting tzitzis on the beged, on writing the mezuzah. Only the final stage of the mitzvah, affixing the mezuzah, and wearing the tefillin, and wearing the tzitzis, and sitting in the sukkah. You only make a bracha on the final stage. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. What does that mean? They didn't make Birchas HaTorah on Limud HaTorah Lishma. They felt Limud HaTorah was only, they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1. Limud HaManas Lasos. They didn't recognize the Limud HaTorah that's just Lishma, Lishem, getting close and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they didn't make Birchas HaTorah on it. And that's the message. They didn't have Chashivos of Torah. They didn't realize the message of leaning HaTorah Lishma. Mashe Enkib says the Beis Halevi, just a little piece of it. Im HaLimudu Etzem HaMitzvah. Halo Shayach Lomar Sheyehi Sagi B'Limud Shal Achirim. Dachivu Mutal HaKol Echad V'Echad. Alkein Yad Shal Hayim Avarchim HaTorah Tchila Ba'alem HaOnesh HaTorah Eino Mugzekes Eslam Rak Holachas Me'adam La'adam Acher Kibish Adah Ein Shem Nafkaminim. Somebody else can do it. Right, and he said Nafkaminim might be women in terms of the two types of Talmud Torah, but that is the Beis Halevi. They didn't have the proper chashivas to Torah, and that's why they didn't make a bracha. Again, there's a lot on this Gemara, but we'll have to leave that for now. Continues the Navi. So Hashem said they left my Torah. Vayelcha acharei shvivus libam. Vachareya ba'alim asher limdum avosam. And they follow the avodah zarah. Lachen Hashem says, because of that, I'm going to give them bitterness. I'm going to give them bitter herbs. I'm going to give them bitter water. Pasuk tesvav. Vafitzosim bagoyim asher lo yadu heim av avosam. I'll scatter them in the nations. Veshilach de'achareim asacherev. And there'll be the tzaras there. Just all going back to the churban. Kol Hashem svakos. His bone anew. Think about it. As we said yesterday. Right, we were like horses, like a sushotev running. We don't think. We have to be misboning. V'kiru lamakonos esvona, call the whalers. Right, this might even be because there's going to be a lot of avelus or preventative measure. Try to call them and realize what's going to happen. V'tisen olena nehi, v'tiran eladima, start crying. Start calling out. Kikoni nishma mitzion eich shudadnu, because the call is going to come out from Zion. How were we plundered? What happened? We've been thrown out. Kishmana nashim dvar Hashem v'tika chazachem dvar piv. Listen, tell the women to start crying, because it's going to be tzaris. Pasachaf. Allah, by the way, this is still the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av, as we said yesterday. Ki Allah mavis b'chaloneinu, ba'ab armen oseinu, we have death all over the place. Lachris olo mechutz, u'bachur mirchovos, from outside, from inside, our bodies and our children. And finally, the last section of the Perek, Kolamar Hashem, right, the Minog, when we read this in the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av, up until Pasach HaBeis is read in the tune of Eicha, and now Pasach HaBeis, it goes into the regular Haftorah tune, because now we have two, three psukim that have to do with life. Kolamar Hashem, Al Yishalel Adam B'Chacham B'Chachmaso, a wise person shouldn't be proud in their wisdom. V'Yishalel Gibar B'Gvuraso, and a strong person in their Gvura. V'Yishalel Asher B'Ashro. Meaning, if everybody has talents and gifts from Hashem, realize that's exactly what it is. It's a gift. Ki im bezos yishala mishala. The ultimate goal of life is not the strength, the riches, or the wisdom itself, but haskel v'yadoa osi. Connecting to the wisdom of God. Ki ani Hashem osaches and mishpat utztaka ba'aretz ki be'chafatinu Hashem. This is what I want. What I need. I need you to realize that it's all connected to the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam talks about this Das, obviously a lot in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where he talks about the ultimate is to know God. But he also talks about it in Hilchos Mezuzah and in Hilchos Tshuva, where in Hilchos Mezuzah, first the Rambam talks about by Tkiyah Shofar, the point that the remez of Tkiyah Shofar is to wake up from the Havli Hazman. Elu ashochim as a ha'emes behevel yasman ushogim kol sheinasim behevel varik asher lo yovel yatzil habitu. Look around and realize, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in Gimel, Dalet, and Hilchos Shuva. And you can't learn that one without the other one. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, the last halach in Mezuzah, Vav Yud Gimel. Whenever we go through a doorway, we should connect and think about Hashem. V'yizkar avaso v'yeir misheinaso v'shkiyaso b'havle hazman. V'yeda, and we should know. And this Rambam definitely is thinking about this pasuk when he writes this. Kol she'ein sham davar ha'omeid lo'olam lo'olmei olamim. There's nothing eternal ela yediyas sur olamim. Except knowledge of God, connection with the rock of the world. U'miyadu chozer l'dayto v'olech v'darchei misharim. That is the ultimate purpose of the world. Das v'kadosh baruch hu. And that's why we have to use all of our talents and everything Hashem gives us to connect to that. The Medrash in Bamidbar in Chaf Bei Zayim discusses six people that did not have this attitude. Six people who thought it was just there for their taking. The Gemara says, there were Shana Raboseinu, Shanu Shnei Chachamim, there were two Chachamim Amdu Ba'olam, Echad Mi Yisrael Echad Mi Ovdei Kochavim, Achitofel Mi Yisrael U'Bilam Mi Umos Ha'olam, U'Shneim Nevim Min Ha'olam. They have the Chachma, didn't use it properly. Achitofel Mi Yisrael. Then two Giborim, Shimshon mi Yisrael, v'galias mi umas ha'olam, and shnei ashirim, echad mi Yisrael, echad mi umas ha'olam, korach mi Yisrael, haman mi umas ha'olam, ushneim ne'avdu min ha'olam. Why? Because all of them didn't realize, all of those personalities didn't realize that all of these, the chachma, and the gvura, and the osher, are all tools in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the parak ends off with two psukim, just about, that we're going to get into more later in the Sefer, Be'ezus Hashem, that Hashem is ultimately going to take mishpat, not only on Am Yisrael, which is what the Sefer is mostly about, but on the other nations as well, those who heard Am Yisrael, and all the others. Hine yamim ba'imnu ma'ashem v'akadati al mul ba'arla. So some say that means mul, that's Yisrael, and arla, those who are not Yisrael, or even B'nai Yisrael, you have mul, but you've covered it up with arlas leiv, says the Radak. And also on Mitzrayim, on Yehud, on Edom, on all the other nations that Hashem is going to bring justice to. Ki kol agoyim areilim, b'chol beis Yisrael, arle leiv. Right, the Radak says, a meal is supposed to separate us from the Umos Ha'olam. But we haven't been separated, so we're going to have the same destiny as they have. Their physical arel basar, and we have been arel leiv. So we have to do our best to try to try to remove the arla in all areas, the arlas basar, the arlas lev, the arlas einayim, the arlas oznayim, as we have spoken about in the past. Okay, we'll stop.